स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. In giving the lecture class, we should also see whether the arrangement is proper or no. Now this arrangement where I am sitting, is it proper? You all are that side, I am here, I am facing this portion, I will be giving lecture to cupboards. Right? This is just, I could have changed it, but I purposely didn't change just to inform you that when you are sitting for the class, you should see that you are facing the audience properly. Now this is like for me, I am facing here, and if I have to speak, I have to again turn it and then again. So whom am I addressing? So this should be very careful. Okay? So it should be like this. That also has to be taken care. Not that when you go there, wherever you go, and then you find the arrangement is not proper, don't like, okay, what can I do? It's arranged like this, I just have to sit. No, you can always ask them to change. Wherever you go, it's little change is required. So you can face the audience. So this was not proper. Okay? So fine. Yesterday we discussed about, I hope other things you all remember from the first day. Our main qualification. Thank you. And then we discussed about mood, preparation for the class. Yesterday we discussed all this. And now we also discussed about Prabhupada's purports, how to understand. We did some examples. And now we will discuss about delivering the lecture, the last part. We had three parts. The first part was qualification, then mood, and delivering the lecture. Okay? Qualification and mood and understanding Prabhupada's purpose. So I wanted to give you all this also for working out. Let's see. What I can do is at the end of the class I can give you, and when you come for the next class you can prepare notes and then we can discuss. Instead of utilizing the time here, you can do it later. So that we can discuss more. We save some time. Any questions from yesterday before we go ahead on the last topic of delivering? Just close this door. Before we go ahead for the last topic, you require that light or is it required to write?
Please. What is revealed is scriptures. Vedas or Smritis.
Okay. You have it, you can write, you can see, or if you want light then we can on it. Sure? Yeah, sorry.
Srutis or smritis, revealed scriptures.
All the scriptures are called revealed scriptures. The reason is that the knowledge of this scripture cannot be just understood by reading. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha gurav tasyet kathitam hi artham prakashante mahatmanah. Prakashante means is revealed. So this knowledge of Shastra is revealed to that person who takes, understands that Guru is non-different from God, Krishna. Yasya deve para bhakti. So as you perform the worship for the God, you similarly perform worship to Guru. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha Guru. Of course we have to understand Guru is not God. Okay? But he is a representative. So we have to worship him as a representative of God. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha gurav tasyait kathitam hi artham. So artham, artham means the real knowledge, the essence is revealed. Prakashante mahatmanaha. To such a devotee or such a mahatma, great soul, the knowledge of the scriptures is revealed. And that's why they are called revealed scriptures.
In this one, the last word is Mahatmanah.
Mahatmanah.
He is to a great soul. So, he should be at what level to understand this? Can we also have qualification to understand?
Yes, who is a great soul? A great soul is a person who is serving the great souls. Right? So, somebody who has taken shelter of the pure devotees of the Lord and they are sincerely following the instructions given by the great souls, he is on the path of becoming a great soul, or he is a great soul. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashritaha. So somebody who has taken shelter of daivi prakriti, Krishna says. So how to take shelter of daivi prakriti? You cannot just approach daivi prakriti, I am taking your shelter.
through pure devotees. Mahajano yena gataha sapantha. So that's the path. So if someone is doing that, he's a great soul. Yes. So all of you are great souls. Soul anyway in its original position is great. Why?
Essence.
Why is soul great in any original? Because it is under the shelter of spiritual energy. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashrita. So soul in its original position is already under is under daivim prakriti. So mahatma. So every soul is mahatma. Only in this condition stage we forget that. So one who is intelligent or one who is pandita, he sees every soul as mahatma. Panditah samadarshinah. Because he sees soul, he does not see the body. Yes, any other question or should we go ahead? Okay, so delivering the lecture, we are going to discuss few points one by one. And what I will do is, I'll just mention those points and then we'll start discussing. You can write it when the discussion starts because all the points are there. So how you have to deliver is, you can write later, introduction, then flow, coverage, non-deviation from parampara, humility, facing audience, maintaining interest of audience, conclusion and question and answers. Okay? So these are the things we are going to discuss in delivering the lecture. So let's start. Now if you want, you can write. We start with introduction. Okay? So when you are delivering the lecture, you should introduce the topic, what you are going to speak. So introduction is must. You can begin by thanking the audience. Like address the audience, thank them. Generally, when you go out, you're giving lecture in some college, or you are giving in a corporate world, wherever. So the first thing is to thank them. Thank you for giving us the opportunity for speaking. I'm very grateful to the management of the college. They have allowed us to come here to speak on, then introduce the topic, whatever is the topic. So that should be done. And then this is all introduction. Then idea you should give of what is being spoken or what is going to be spoken. What you are going to speak, the idea of that should be given. Okay? So this is all part of introduction. You thank them, then you, like as I said, so today we are going to speak on, then whatever is your topic, and then introduce a topic in a nutshell. Okay, we are going to speak this today. And when you begin, after introducing, then you begin with a thought-provoking or a humorous or interest-generating incident, information, shloka, quote, something. Okay, that's the good beginning. Because if the beginning is not very interesting, then people will start losing interest immediately. So the beginning should be very catchy, very interesting, so that their interest is maintained and they have eagerness to know what is coming up next. It can be a humorous story, it can be a touching story, some interest generating story, you know, or maybe an incident, some information, some quote from someone. Like say you are speaking on greed, then start with a quote. Quote means not the quote, quote. Start with a quote from some famous person, or even if you do not know the famous person, some quote. That greed. It is said that in this world it is enough for one man's need, but not enough for one man's greed. Okay. So this is a quote. So you quote someone like that. So like this, some quotation, something, or say you have to talk on some miseries in life or some tragedies in life, and if you have faced any tragedy, you begin with that. Let me tell you my own example. This is the beginning. Let me tell you, when I was in fifth standard or something like that, or when I just got married, of course not for brahmacharis, wrong example, delete it, okay. So, you know something, when I was in college and one day it so happened, so this is like a generator, people, what happened, you know, so that kind of thing, that should be the beginning, okay. So it can be a humorous thing, it can be interesting thing, you know. Like if you are talking on habit, so you can begin by saying, I heard some example, someone's saying like that, that, you know, one of my friend had this habit of stealing, and once we were standing on, we were taking tickets on the railway platform, and there was some money, and he just took that money in front of me, though he had a lot of money, things like that. Or some other story of a king. There was a king, but he had a he had a habit of stealing. So it was a very difficult thing. Being a king, wherever he used to go, he used to steal the things. Things like that. This makes the environment light, the whole environment of the class. Otherwise, you know, especially when we are going as brahmacharis, so as soon as people see where we are going for the first time, new place, they are like taken aback, and you know, everyone is quiet, what this shaven-headed person is going to speak, and he will just speak big words, and we will not understand, and we are just supposed to sit, pay respect. So to break that, just give a humorous story, you know, and then everyone laughing, and then they will be with you. Then you can, you know, tell them what you want. Like suppose you are going in a college, sometimes I go in the college, and I tell them that you all are very fortunate that you don't have two doors in your classroom. But when we were in the college, we had two doors. So those who were sitting behind could go back from the other door. So after the attendance, half the class will be empty. So things like this, and then they start laughing, and then something. So begin with such kind of thing. Or maybe some thought-provoking thing. Like you can ask them, okay, we are staying in this world, we are doing the work, we are the master of everything, we are the master of our body, but who are we? Have you ever thought, like Prabhupada said, this is my body, this is my hand. So what is this my? Then who is this who is addressing as my? And everyone, thought provoking. And they should start thinking, yeah, what he's saying, what is it? That's called thought provoking. So this kind of beginning should be there. You still feeling sleepy? Sure?
I understand.
Okay. Anyone else is feeling sleepy? Because it's not interesting. So generate interest. Okay? So that you don't have to ask, are you feeling sleepy? So it should be interesting. Information or shloka, could be anything. Not that you have to start with story, not that you have to start with a punchline or something, but it should be, it can be a quote, it can be a story, it can be an incident, real life incident, anything. But it should generate interest, or it should, it can be humorous also, just to make the whole environment light. And then they are all with you, you can then tell whatever you want. So this is the introduction part, okay. The second is, now you have introduced, what should be the flow, how you should go about it, the flow of the lecture. So first of all, we should understand that our language should be good, whichever language we are giving. If we are giving in English, should be good. Kannada, Telugu, whatever we are speaking, the language should be good. Clear pronunciation without grammatical mistakes. So it should be clear. So that's why you should try to give lecture in the language you are comfortable in. unless you are forced to speak in some language, and if you are forced to speak in other language, you before the lecture you inform them. Like, you know, I remember Prabhupada was giving one lecture in Hindi. Hindi bolne ki aadat nahi hai, Prabhupada in the beginning he said. You know, so tell them so that they are okay, then they won't mind even if you make some grammatical mistake or something. Like, you know, people from South India, if they go to North India and speak, the North Indian Hindi is like, suppose Bhanu Prakash goes and speaks Hindi in Rajasthan, you know, people will say, kahan se aaye, you know, what language is he speaking? Or if they come and start speaking Hindi, people won't understand. So the thing is that whichever language you are comfortable, you should speak that. So if you are comfortable in Hindi, speak in Hindi. So if you go to, or if your local language, then speak in local language. And if you are forced, as I said, to speak because people say, no, no, nobody understands, you have to speak this, and then you apologize after some time. That, like Prabhupada said, Hindi bolne ka jyada abhyas nahi hai.
हाँ
शरीर भी बंगला है तो इसीलिए देना ठीक है बट अदरवाइज योर लैंग्वेज शुड बी गुड क्लियर प्रोनाउंसिएशन गुड कमांड ओवर लैंग्वेज दिस शुड बी देयर देन सेंटेंसेस शुड फ्लो विद कॉन्फिडेंस विदाउट हेजिटेशन हाउ डू यू स्पीक विद हेजिटेशन Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says, this is called hesitation. you're hesitating to speak, or maybe you're not getting the words or something like that, or even you know but stammering all the time and you're not able to, you know, present it. So it should not be there. Sentences should flow with confidence. You're just speaking with confidence, and your confidence, if you're speaking with confidence, that will instill confidence in the audience. If you yourself are not confidently speaking the subject matter, how will you instill confidence in others? And sentences also should flow. That gives very good impression to the audience. So no hesitation in speaking, no stammering, for a long time. Yeah, sometimes we do it. We are speaking and we try thinking, that's okay. But not that all the time and not getting the words, not getting the sentences, you don't have confidence in speaking. When you're speaking, you should speak with confidence. When will you speak with confidence? When you know the subject matter. When you know the subject matter properly. Otherwise, very difficult. You're asked to speak on Mayavad and you're scared. I don't know what is Mayavad, they're asking me. And then you say, Mayavad actually means things which Mayavadis speak. And Prabhupada criticized. What is this? You know, he speaks. You're not confident, you don't know what is Mayavad. So you're just like somehow. But if you have confidence, then how will you speak on Mayavad? You will say, Mayavad means a vad, a theory, which says, which tries to establish that the body of Krishna, body of Lord, is also made up of Maya. Very clear. You see the difference? First I said about Mayavad, that was also right. Prabhupada criticized or Mayavadi speak, that's right. But when I say other thing, so which is better? First one or second one? Confidence. And then when somebody hears this, he accepts this, yes. What you are saying is right. What happened to this? You are not plugged in? And this is also required. Carefulness in preparing for the class. I didn't see. Is it on now or no? So sentences should flow with confidence, without hesitation. Don't hesitate to speak. And that's why all this preparation thing which we are talking of, to remove your hesitation. If you are prepared, you have notes, you'll be confident. You have gone through it 2-3 times, so you're confident what I'm speaking. clear. Okay? So, yes.
Sometimes we prepare well, but the audience whom we are going, whom we are facing, they are more knowledgeable than we know. In that case, what happens is that we may find fault in this or that, keeping all the things will be coming in. Like,
yes. Hesitate, or we may not be able to present. Yeah, that's true. When you have your senior sitting in front of you, and you know that if I, but in that case, your preparation will help you. Then you don't, I'll come to that point also, what you should present. So you don't try to concoct theories, you don't try to concoct things, just whatever you read, just present it. Because they cannot find fault in that. If you are just presenting what Prabhupada said, how can they find fault in that? Anyone. It may be, see what happens when we are trying to present, our mood is, I want to make it the best. That's the mood. And that's why we are scared. Why you are scared when seniors are there? I want to present the best, but these people can find faults. So then what will be, what happen about my image? What will they say? Are, is, don't worry about that. We don't have to worry about image, we don't have to worry about anything. At that time or even other time, just present what Prabhupada said. So if someone says, how can you say this? I'm not saying Prabhupada said this. Simple. I'm not saying, Bhagavad Gita says this. Shastra is saying. That's why this is important. And if you have that confidence that whatever you are speaking is already there, you are not concocting, you'll never be fearful. Okay, whatever, senior will ask. Prabhupada, how can you say that one should not be lazy? Where is it mentioned? You said that we should not be lazy in performing our duties. Where is it mentioned? So Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna told to Arjuna that vigata jvaraha, that without laziness you should fight. So that's what I am repeating. Yeah, then it's okay. Then what? So if you have that confidence, if your preparation is good, that whatever you are speaking is there already, you can quote, then you will be, you will have confidence. But yes, first time, second time, third time, it will be there. It will always be there. Because one will be out of respect and one will be by mistake, I should not speak. I don't want to speak, but something should not come out. So that kind of carefulness is good for us. Otherwise, we'll become careless. Suppose I know that all those who are sitting, they don't even know the basics of Krishna consciousness. And you know, I am there for 20 years. I can speak and they cannot question. Then there is a possibility that, you know, I may concoct something and even speak, because anyway you won't recognize also what I'm speaking. You ask me any question, I'll give you any answer. What do you know, right? But if you know that, okay, people who are sitting who knows, then you'll also be careful, and this carefulness is good. But we should not be fearful. Be careful but not fearful. So that, and you'll not be fearful if your preparation is good. And you have the backup, quotations. You, whatever you are speaking can be, you know, given a reference. Then it's not a problem.
Sometimes people say that how much seniors they are, how much seniors they are. You should forget that they are seniors, and you should only project whatever you try to do. You think that they don't know anything, but it's not actually possible.
It's not possible. It's not practical. You know, once I was giving class and sannyasis were sitting in front of me. Can I forget that these are sannyasis sitting? You know, proper disciples sitting. Can I forget like that? How can I forget? So that's not possible. We don't have to be artificial. See, that is like taking you to some artificial stage. Why we should be artificial? Just be natural. And you will be, as I said, prepare nicely, speak whatever is there, don't concoct. You'll have confidence. Because I'm saying, you know, somebody asks also, where is this coming from? Prabhupada says, where is this coming from? Ramayana says, this says. But if you have your own theory and somebody asks, then you'll be caught. And then you'll be scared. Oh, I'm presenting this, if somebody asks me, what will I say? So that, present that. But never like these people do not know anything and I can present it as if I'm presenting to new people. No question. Yes, they know very well. So be careful that what I am speaking, they can point out the mistake. And you know, sometimes it is like this, that when you are giving a lecture, while giving a lecture, somebody may stop you and say, how can you say like this, if there are seniors. That also happens some places. Generally it doesn't, but it may happen. Be prepared for that.
Sometimes you know you are appointed about Vivitan Swara. So normally you should not be late. But I may not actually prepare that for sloka from somewhere. Actually I don't know that one. That is a general saying that you should not be late. But at that point I may not be the first helper.
It's a general principle, then you can explain it like that. If you're speaking something which is a general principle, that, you know, how can you say you cannot be lazy? You know, said, Prabhupada told us that get up early in the morning, you know. He didn't tell us to sleep till 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Very clearly he has mentioned, he informed, he wanted all of us to get up morning and attend Mangal Aarti. So if he wanted us to attend Mangal Aarti, then it's clear that he doesn't want us to be lazy. So things like that you can say, even if you don't have quotation. So things like that, connect it. The Prabhupada told that get up early morning, do seva. He has given so many services throughout the day. So by this only we can, if we are lazy, then how will we get up in the morning? We will not chant our rounds. So laziness will come in everything. We will not get up for the morning Mangal Aarti. We will not chant our round. In our services it will be lazy. And if all these things we are not doing properly, how will we progress in devotional service? Simple. You don't have to quote, but you can explain. So that way can be done. But that's what I am saying. Whatever you are speaking, you should be ready to explain that. Even small things like this. Nobody asked this, but I am just saying. Even small things like this, you should be ready. Why are you saying that we should not be lazy? Prabhupada said, otherwise he would not have asked us to get up early in the morning. And he has very clearly, suppose even if you don't remember where Prabhupada has mentioned, he has mentioned, there's very nice quotations of Prabhupada, one should get up in the morning, attend Mangal Aarti, take bath, attend Mangal Aarti, everything. But even if you don't remember, but at least it's a general principle, everyone knows Prabhupada wanted us to go attend Mangal Aarti, get up early morning, chant our rounds, do nice seva. All this requires, what is this required? Can, if we are lazy, can we do all these things? Simple. So like that. Okay, so sentences should be with confidence. Whoever is sitting in front of you, doesn't matter. When you have been given a duty or a seva to do that, do it as a seva. Right? So like you are doing other sevas, this is also one of the sevas, we should do that. But if you forget those who are sitting in front of you are your seniors, you may offend them sometime. That also is a possibility. You know, thinking that I know and they do not know. So if you know that they are, you will always be respectful. In fact, you should be respectful to everyone, not just your seniors, whoever is sitting. Don't ever consider that those who are sitting do not know anything. Then there is a possibility, as I said, of concocting things. So there may be people, like you all are sitting, if I consider that you all don't know, I only know everything. There's a possibility I may say something which you already know and I may be wrong. So I should know, okay, they also know. Whether you know or do not know, it doesn't matter. I have to present the correct thing, that's all. And if I am presenting the correct thing, I can back it up with everything, then no problem. Okay? So have confidence and your confidence will come with good preparation. And with good references, right? They should always, of course we'll come to that also, question answers, how you should answer. But backing up is important. Backing up or references are important, right? Like just now Prabhuji asked me about great souls. So I could back it up. Mahatmanastu mam partha. So who is a great soul? You know, I could give the reference. Then how to follow? Mahajano yena gataha sapantha. So this is the way. So then he cannot question me, how are you saying? Krishna says this, Bhagavatam says this, and we are just repeating. Confidence. So sentences should flow with confidence, okay. Without hesitation. Clear? Next. When you speak, you should not speak in a monotonous way. You understand what is monotonous? Just at one level. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the jivas are supposed to serve Him, and if you don't serve, then you are a criminal, and then by this criminal, what is it? I mean, nobody understands. So this should not be your pitch. Tick, 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 tick. And people will just sleep, that's all, even if you are giving them very good things, right? So there should be variation when you are speaking. When you want to make a point, then pitch should be high. Or if you are, you know, low, high, should go. Should not always monotonous. How bad it will look, just imagine. You are just reading like this. Like, we'll give you an example, okay, why you should have this. Let's read some of the purports and then we understand that how. Okay, let's say just this purport, any purport, okay. Now I'll show you 2-3 ways of reading. That's how you can present. Now one way, monotonous way. Bhagavad Gita states that the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna maintains these material universes by extending his planetary expansion. So this Purusha form is the confirmation of the same principle. The original personality of Godhead Vasudev or Lord Krishna, who is famous as the son of King Vasudev or King Nanda, is full of all opulences, all potencies, all famous. Awesome. How is it? Now the same thing. Bhagavad Gita states that the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna maintains these material universes by extending his planetary expansions. So this Purusha form is the confirmation of the same principle. How is it? Is it different or is it the same? Yes? So there should be some variation, you know. Not just tak 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 tak. Even while there are people, just on one pitch they'll go on speaking. So that should not happen, okay? Or you want to read something? I would like to. How will you read? Let's see. Madhav, we'll give it to Madhav. Not reading, okay, speaking. No? So say, suppose you want to tell, tell a story. Right? Story can be dramatic. So how will you tell the story of some Upadesh Upakhyan story? There is a story where a Pandit was using Shaligram Shila to break nuts. You know that story?
Cobbler.
Not cobbler. Okay, chalo, cobbler story. Narad Muni and that one, right? Tell, how will you tell the story? That Narad Muni is in cobbler and Brahmana story. That was not. Tell, how will you say?
One time Narad Muni was going to Vaikuntha and he met with a cobbler. Then cobbler asked Narad Muni, where are you going? Then Narad Muni replied that I am going to Vaikuntha to meet Lord Narayana. Then cobbler answered, ask Lord Narayana Brahmana asked that, where are you going? He said, I am going to meet God. And okay, when you are going to meet God, please ask that when I will get liberated. Then he said, okay. Then next he met a cobbler.
Okay. Then, tell the same story.
So once Narad Muni was going by, he was traveling at he was going to Vaikuntha. He happened to meet one Brahmana. So he was going in front of Brahmanas, and Brahmana saw him and asked, paid up and asked Narad Muni, where are you going? So Narad Muni said, I'm going to Vaikuntha. So he was totally astonished. And he said, okay, please, when you are going to Vaikuntha, please ask the Lord when I will be delivered of this material world. So Narad Muni said, okay, I will go and ask.
Same thing.
Say, speak, no problem. This is a practice, you know.
So once Narad Muni was traveling towards Vaikuntha, so Narad Muni first met says that I am going to Vaikuntha, then Vikapura just asks Narayana that when I am going to reach him. Then finally on the way he meets Ravana, Ravana asks him the question, so where are you going? Then Narada says that I am going to Vaikuntha. Then Ravana says that, so anyway you are going to Vaikuntha, so please ask Narayana when I am going to reach him.
Okay. So, was it any different, you want to say, you want to speak? No, okay. Was it different, all the four, or it was same?
Almost same.
Almost same, all four? No, there was difference. Was it, or no? Everything was same?
In terms of probability.
Yeah, the pictures. You see, Prabhupada was very expert in presenting stories. The way he used to present, my God, it was like an experience. And this can be, if you present stories in a nice way, it can become an experience for people. Like the same story, Prabhupada, I was hearing in Hindi, he was saying, and the first thing he said, "Haan, is bare mein ek, hum aapko ek katha sunate, aap log thoda dhyan dekar suniye." First thing he said, that is, see, so how is it? Okay, let me tell you a very nice, interesting story regarding this. Please pay attention to this. Then immediately, so the first thing that in Prabhupada. And when I was hearing the story, the way Prabhupada was explaining, you know, putting so many things, like when Narada came back and Brahmana asked him that, you know, okay, what was Lord doing? And he said he was trying to put the elephant. So that time Prabhupada makes it very nicely. Brahman ne bataya, Narad Muni, ye to theek nahi hai, ye to, things like that. He was, not that he was just narrating, ye to theek nahi hai, ye sab, aap jo bol rahe hai, this kind of thing. So you should try to make it not just he was coming and then he was going and then he met a Brahmana and then people don't make it interesting, okay? So while giving lecture also on the points, and I mean not just go in a monotonous way, tak 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 tak, very nice voice, very soothing voice that people will go to sleep. Voice is good, keep a pitch up and down. So raising and slowing down the pitch, giving a pause to convey a deep point. Okay, when you are saying some philosophical point, when you are mentioning something, give time to people to digest that. Otherwise, if you just go on speaking, people will not realize also that you have spoken a very good point, and they will miss out on it. So give a pause, wait, and people will grasp it, and then you go ahead. Wait means not too long. That's a pause. It's not a wait. Neither you will say, ये सारा जगत कृष्ण की शक्तियों से चलता है. You don't wait for so long. People, क्या हो गया? The voice चला गया, sound system खराब हो गया, क्या हो गया? Yeah, it should be pause, just pause. Okay? This material world manifests just out of the desire of the Lord. And this desire, so immediately, not that you pause means see, whenever you are delivering, pause is okay. But not too long gap. Don't make people wait. Otherwise they lose attention. Everything what you have done is gone. Then they start thinking about their home. They start thinking about their work. This, that. So don't give a gap. It should be continued. That's why flow is important. At the same time, this is only the speaking quality. Your flow of sentences should be connected to each other. That flow also is required. Philosophical flow is also required. You know, that one sentence should have connection to another. It should go in a flow, like a river. A river always flows in one direction. Have you ever seen that river goes here, then comes back again, then again goes down, then comes back? No, in one direction. So our flow like this. We are. Huh? Yesterday I gave the. So it should be, yeah, the Narada's thing. So that's an example. Okay, what happens? So we come to the next point. Then what happens? So we come to the next point. Then next point. Like that, it has to be explained. So you are going in a systematic way, reaching up to your destination. That's the conclusion. Like, yes, we were seeing one purport, 2.6. So there, first of all, person should have the control over senses. And then you explain that point. Like in Upadeshamrita, Prabhupada says, this is the basis. So first of all, Prabhupada writes very clearly, first of all, one must control his senses. So when you have control over your senses, then Prabhupada is saying that you can gain knowledge. So unless there is sense control, there cannot be knowledge. Okay, so now we have our sense control, but is sense control enough? No, it's not enough. Just by having sense control, you cannot achieve Krishna. So what's the next thing? So this is how our presentation. Also there is a verse which says that the dharma, what is dharma for human beings? I mean, what, how they should. So in that it is said that how the dharma should be performed. So if you do not have vairagya, if your dharma is not nehayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirthapada sevaya jivan api mrito hisaha. So it is like this, that if you are following dharma, if you say dharma, so what kind of dharma? People say that karma hi, you know, karma is a work, is worship. People say like that. So what kind of work? Nehayat karma dharmaya. Your work should lead you to dharma. But is it enough if your work is leading to dharma? No. Then, na viragaya kalpate. That dharma should lead you to renunciation. You should become detached. If you are following dharma and you are still attached, what kind of dharma is it? So then, na viragaya kalpate. And is it enough? You are doing work, your work is leading you to dharma, and your dharma is bringing renunciation in your heart. Is it enough? No. Na tirtha pada sevaya. Unless you start serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His devotees, your renunciation is not complete. So like this. This is going in a stage. So your sentences should flow like this. Not in an haphazard manner. Suddenly you said first thing and then you said, oh no, actually this should be done and this should be, it should not be. So people will get confused. This is like very systematic going. So people will know, okay, work, then dharma, then renunciation, and then comes service, and that's the highest perfection. So it should flow in it. Yes.
In this verse, we can find that there is a flow of sentences. Actually, yesterday what we have done, we couldn't find the flow of sentences.
So try. That will come with practice. That will come with practice. So you should try find. What you should do is, whenever you look at Prabhupada's purports, first of all have in mind that it is a systematic presentation. First thing. Don't think that one of the purports is systematic, other may not be, or this may not. Every purport is like that. So Prabhupada begins with something, introduction, then he has something, and then is a conclusion. So it is always a flow, that it may not be immediate, like it may be somewhere else, but that is there. So you try to find out that what exactly is the message Prabhupada giving, and then how you can achieve that. You will get into that habit. So once you do it, it will come. So that's how. Even if you are not able to find out, but when you are speaking, when you are preparing your notes, make it in a systematic way, so that your presentation is in a flow. That is important. In fact, when preparing for the class, that time you have to see, because while delivering, you may not be able to remember this, that, but while preparing for the notes, you can remember, you can find out, you have enough time, and then make it your, so that's why I said, you remember when I told you to make notes, make it 1, 2, 3, 4, number them. Why number them? First I'm going to speak this, then this, then this, then this. So it's a flow. Already you have created a flow. And then just go ahead like that. So that flow is important. May not be from the verses you find. I'm saying even what you're presenting, that should have a flow. Even if you're speaking, say forget about Bhagavatam, you're speaking on mind control. Okay. So mind control also should have a proper flow. So how the mind controls? First of all, you will say what is mind. Then you will say that how mind troubles us in this material world. Then you go ahead that what are the effects of those, you know, who are not able to control the mind. Then you go ahead and saying that what can be done to control the mind. And then you say to control the mind, understand the mechanism of the mind. And then this is the process of controlling the mind. And then the benefits of controlling the mind. Simple. So this is how you go it. This is called proper flow. Okay? So give a pause to convey a deep point. Don't just go on. Even like, you know, suppose you are, you said some joke. And then you don't stop for people to laugh. Just tuck, 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 tuck. People want to laugh by the time you know, 2 points have gone ahead. Like that. Up and down, don't just go in a monotonous way, okay? Should we go ahead? This I was saying. So when you have some joke or some story or some humorous thing, give them time to laugh. Because otherwise, if you go ahead, there won't be any effect of that. Like you speak about Narada taking all the devotees to, all the earthly people to Vaikuntha. Yeah. And then you say it like this, okay, so one day Narada went to the Lord and Lord said, okay, you can bring anyone today. I will allow anyone. And Narada was so happy and he went there and he brought everyone. I'm just going in a fast way. I'm just saying because I want to show how the conclusion. So then Narada went and everyone started coming and then Narada was very happy and when Narada entered the Vaikuntha, he was telling the Lord, I'm so thankful, thousands, so many people have got benefited and Lord asked, how many? Where are they? And when Narada looked back, no one was there and Narada was surprised. Where did they go? And then Narada looked somewhere in Swarga, somewhere here and there. So this is not the proper way, so we should not be so attached. And it's gone, people, where will they laugh? You just gone ahead. So when you say the story, then you should wait and people will. Then what happened? Narada looked back. Where are they? No one was there. Narada was all alone. And then wait for some time. And then you say. And then Narada looked down. So somewhere in Swarga, somewhere in higher lokas, nobody could reach. And like that. So give time. Okay? Go ahead. Third point. Coverage. You set up a main message you have already decided before presentation, and also your presentation topic, whatever topic is there, you have to cover some things. So you should try to cover the most important theme definitely. It should not happen that you go on covering other things and then you realize, oh, I don't have time, just 5 minutes are left, and then you come to the main topic. It should not be there. Okay. So main theme, main topic must be covered because you are there for that. Like say, suppose, again, you are there to explain that life exists after death. This is the topic, life after death. And the whole presentation you are giving, how our life is and then how the soul is and this and that and then, you know, so many things and then the death, everything. And then you realize just 5 minutes are remaining and then you start speaking how there is life after death. Not that. Cover the main topic should be covered. Main theme. Even giving Bhagavatam class, you know this is the main theme. Like suppose you are supposed to speak on modes of material nature. That's the topic. So you have to cover the entire three modes, not just speak on one, because the topic is modes of material nature. And then conclusion you can say how to go beyond the modes of material nature. So you have to explain all the three natures. So main theme should be covered, definitely. Okay? Suppose miseries is there, you have to talk on miseries, then you should talk Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, three other kinds of miseries, all these things, cover that. So that should be covered. Any questions? You go ahead. Okay, so non-deviation from parampara, that's the fourth point. While giving class, do not deviate from parampara. It is very important. So examples and stories should be repeated from parampara. Do not concoct, do not create your own stories. Examples, stories, incidents, a lot parampara has given us many things. Yes.
What is the harm in saying our own examples and stories?
Yeah, well, they may not be so relevant, they may not be proper. At the same time, when it is coming from parampara, it has the power to penetrate people's heart, which we don't have. And that's why just repeating. And there is no possibility of deviating. When we start concocting initially, okay, it may not seem any harm, we are just making a point. But then there is a possibility, because you've got into this habit of creating things, making things, and you will start doing that with the Siddhantas also. So better stick to parampara, don't deviate from that. Most of the time, yes, definitely sometime you can. I'm not saying that you should not at all. You can, sometime you can. Like, there may be some story which is good, relevant, Prabhupada has not quoted, no one has quoted. So okay, sometime is fine. Try to stick to that. So then we maintain that parampara. We don't deviate. Anything else? Any other? Doubtful and controversial points must be left out. This will remove fear from you. Okay? Fear of presentation. But if you have some doubtful points, then you will always be fearful while presenting. Right? Somebody asks questions, what will happen? How will I answer? I myself do not know. Right? And controversial points. Don't create controversy, unnecessary. What are the controversial points?
Jiva was he there in the God and then he came here again. How can he be there and then again?
Unnecessary, don't bring it up unless somebody asks question. I mean, not that I will put such a point that people will say, oh. And then some will say this, some will say this, there will be controversy. We don't want. If not required, just leave. So doubtful and controversial points must be left out where you cannot give a proper explanation. Don't just touch that. Unnecessary and provocative statements should be avoided. What is provocative? Man never went on moon. Why you need to say? We know that. But you don't, shouldn't say. And then people, some students, how can you say this? Unless person asks question. Of course, if there is a specific question asked, then you should not leave it. Somebody asks you, so what do you say, whether the man went on moon or no? You say, I want to avoid provocative statements. So you say, maybe must have gone, I'm not sure whether he went or no. No, then you say. Our acharyas have said that you cannot go to any higher planet with your technological advancement. So on the strength of acharya's statements, on the strength of the statements of the shastras, we can say that we cannot go to moon just by like this. Simple statement, you are not criticizing anyone, but you are making your point, we don't believe that they went to the moon. Very simple.
One question comes right that women and men,
this is controversial. Don't bring it up. And then bring it up and say, Prabhupada said like this. Don't do that. Prabhupada said women are less intelligent. Why you want to make such statement? Don't make such statement. So, unless somebody asks specifically, and in that time also, answering, like, one time I was asked by, in one of the class, when Mataji asked me, that Prabhuji, why is it in the Shastras, women is criticized so much? Every time, you know, should stay away from women, this don't, and this woman is asking. If Brahmachari would have asked me, then I would have been. Mataji is asking me this question, why always women are criticized in the Shastras? You know, stay away from women, and women is cause for all the fall down, and this and that. So Bhagavatam says all this. So why is it? Now, you know, it's like a class and so many of them are staying. It's not a brahmachari class where you can speak about. So then I told her that, Mataji, why are you considering yourself as a lady? All are souls. So as a soul, you should not think, today somebody is in human male body, tomorrow he'll be in female body. So why we should bother about these things? We should bother about spiritual life. Simple, right? Come out of it. But if I would have said, yes, that is true. That's not good also for us to speak. It's not true, right? So, that's why we should avoid such points. If somebody asks like this. And then there is another explanation for that. One time I told a different explanation. One time I said, when in the Shastra it is said woman, it is said for both. Woman is dangerous for men and men is dangerous for women. So it is not just for that. So very clear. Nobody will question anything. There won't be any controversy. But if I start saying, what can I do? Shastra says, Manu Samhita says, and Prabhupada said, the woman is a, you know, bonding for us. We should not even look at women and this and that. There are any questions can come. One time in a college I was asked, and there was a question, I don't know, it was written and sent. Maybe from a girl, I don't know, no, but it was written and sent, and he said that you all claim of having sense control, then why don't you look in women's eyes and talk? So while talking to girls, why don't you look in their eyes if you feel you are sense controlled? This was the question. A big college, I mean, it was an auditorium, 1200 students and top, bottom, some. So, so if somebody asks you, what will you say?
I am trying to have sense control. I don't have sense control. I don't claim sense control.
That's not a very good answer, because you are standing there as a leader, guiding them. And if you speak like this, there are other boys who may be little inclined for this, but then if this person doesn't have, then what is the point? We won't go. So preaching point of view, personal point of view, yes, it's correct. I don't have sense control. That's fine. But then preaching point of view, it's not correct. What else answer you can give?
You know,
yeah, so, you know, things like that. So you have to be intelligent at that time. You also have to see the preaching point at the same time, not to hurt anyone's sentiments. I could not have said that, you know, because, you know, woman is cause of fall down and, you know, she is a door to hell or something like that. It could have, I mean, I would not have been allowed again there in the college, so. You have to be careful, okay? Next, while speaking, vulgar information has to be completely avoided, even if it is from Shastra. Try to avoid completely. I mean, while speaking, there should not be any vulgarity. So no vulgarity. See, this is our mind. You know, we are discussing about something and he says, uska answer kya diya. I'll tell you, don't worry. So vulgarity has to be avoided. Be very careful, because when you are speaking, you are representing a parampara. Okay? People will not tell that Atul Krishna Prabhu was speaking or Hari Bhakti Prabhu was speaking. They'll go, ISKCON may they speak like this. Right? They will not remember, or they will not know who the person or something. But they will know that we heard this in ISKCON. So in ISKCON, I saw a person sitting on Vyasasan was speaking like this. Right? So that means by speaking vulgar words, you are not spoiling your own image. That obviously you are spoiling. But more than that, you are spoiling the image of the institution, parampara. So be very careful while using the words when you are sitting on Vyasasan. Even otherwise. It doesn't mean that, you know, on Vyasasana you are speaking very nice words and once you come out you start. It's not the meaning. So my meaning is, be extra careful on the Vyasasana. Everyone is with attention listening to you, and if you don't use proper word, it should be. Like, there is a story person went, I mean, there was a group of devotees, they went to Vrindavan, they were doing parikrama and they were tired. So one of the, there was a garden, so they just wanted to take some rest there. So as soon as they were entering, at the, they were just about to enter, so they heard a voice that, please, please, come in, why you are not coming, please come inside, have nice fruits and all. They were very happy, wow. So they started entering, but immediately they heard another voice. The first person who will enter, I will break his head. So what is this? And then they were again, who would like to break his head? So all of them came back. And then again they heard the voice, why are you going? Please come, there are nice fruits, there is water here, there is shade, you can take rest, you are tired. And they started going again, and then they again heard, the first person who will come, I will break his head. They were surprised, what is happening? So one person was there, he said, let me see, I'll take the risk. So he went inside, he saw there was one boy, so who was speaking all this. So when he used to climb up, there was a rock, so when he used to climb up on that, and then he used to speak very sweet words, you know, please come, and this. As soon as he used to come down, he started, I'll beat you. So anyway, they all came in and then they started finding out what happened. So actually that rock, below that rock there was a Vyasasan. That used to be a Vyasasan earlier. So when he used to go on Vyasasan, the very nice words, you know, please come and this. And, but as soon as you come down, original position, I'll break your head. So, we should not be like that. So I'm not encouraging you that only on Vyasasana you be good and then as soon as you come down then start breaking heads. So vulgar information, vulgar words, avoid it. There are certain information in the Shastras also which is not to be repeated, not necessary unless you are reading that portion, reading that section. Also don't discuss too much on that, even if you are reading that. So be very careful how to present. Hurting the personal sentiments of one or more people to be avoided. We should not hurt anyone. Like example, we were discussing about women. You know, all the women are gateway to hell or something like that. No need. Actually, when somebody speaks against women, it is another form of lust. When you have lust, lust has two sides. It is two sides of the same coin. Number one, you get too attached. Number one, you have hatred. So if you hate a woman, that also is lust. If you are attached to a woman, that is lust obviously. But even hatred, why we should hate? So hatred comes out of frustration. You want to enjoy, you are not getting enjoyment, you start hating. So that's your lust. So that's why we should not criticize women unnecessarily. Of course, if the verse says, you have to read the purport, and even in that explanation should be careful, because you are not Shukadev Goswami. Yes, all of us are contaminated with lust, and then we talk about woman is this, woman is this. So don't hurt the personal sentiment of anyone, not just woman. Woman is just one example, not anyone.
Demigod worship.
Demigod worship, yeah, I'll come to that point. Demigod worship. Okay? Fine. Criticizing other religions or parampara openly, should never do it. Christianity, useless. Islam, they're all terrorists. This should not be done. We should not criticize. Why we criticize? That means we have not understood the religion properly. Or even the other parampara, that parampara, those sannyasis, they are doing this, in this parampara they are doing it. In fact, not just criticizing religions or parampara, we should try to avoid criticizing completely. I'm not saying just religion, parampara, or anyone, or personal sin. Be positive. See, there are two ways of criticizing. One direct criticism and one indirect. Indirect is glorifying the other, opposite thing. That is also criticism. Right? You don't want to say that Shiva is God. So you say Krishna is God. Simple thing. Krishna is Supreme Personality. You glorify Krishna. You need not say that Shiva is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you say Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is indirect way of saying things. So criticism, direct criticism should be avoided of anything. Even scientists, or of course Prabhupada did it because that was required and he is Prabhupada. We are not on that level that we start as others. Time also I told you, we should not start calling everyone rascal and this and that. Yeah, he did it. He was on that level and he had an emergency because in some time he had to do so many things. There were various reasons why Prabhupada did it, and Prabhupada can do it. We are not Prabhupada. So we should not, yeah, I'm not saying we should glorify, but we should criticize it. Indirectly we can criticize. Some places we should directly criticize. Okay? So what should be criticized? The person or the philosophy?
Philosophy.
So that's next point. Don't attack personalities instead of their bogus philosophy. Attack the philosophy. Yes, Mayavad. You criticize. No problem. Not that we have to glorify Mayavad. Or Mayavad indirect criticism. No, directly criticize Mayavad. That's okay. But not personalities. And this goes for demigod worship also. We are not against demigods. Be very clear. We are not against demigods. We are against demigod worship. Okay? So never criticize personalities. Criticize those who are considering them. I mean, criticize their worship. But we are against the worship of demigods. We are not against demigods. Okay? This has to be taken very nice. There are people who, if they see demigod temple, we are devotees, we won't even look at it. No, why not? They are Vaishnavas. They are serving Krishna. We say they are empowered by Krishna. Right? Well, who are demigods? Empowered administrators. Who has empowered Krishna? So then what is their state? Compared to us, has Krishna empowered us personally? Do this? No. But he has empowered them. So then how we should look at them? How much respect should we have for them? But we say, we are devotees, we won't even look at them. He is Ganesha. What is Ganesha? How can you say like this, he is Ganesha? Who is he? But why don't we visit temples then? Not to give a wrong impression to people. Because if we start visiting Ganesh temple and Durga temple and Shiva temple and all the temple, then it will give a wrong impression to people that these people are not Krishna devotees. And then these people are saying that any worship is okay. No, we want to tell them, no, only Krishna. We have to worship only Krishna. We don't worship. We respect everyone. Of course we respect Shiva, he is the greatest Vaishnava. We respect Ganesha, we respect Indra, everyone. But then we don't worship them. So worship is for Krishna. Correct? So we don't attack personality, we attack their bogus philosophy. So like that. Okay? Any question? There is a description about Indra's testicles being cut or dropped by curse of Gautami. It's there in the Shastras. We don't speak about it. Women body parts have been described many places when they describe and all. So we don't have to, just because it is there in Bhagavatam and you just start repeating and anyone asks, why are you saying it's there in Bhagavatam? What can I do? Unless you come to that verse, you have to read it. Okay, you read it because it is there, but don't go on explaining in that. Don't speak on that. Simple. So that's a vulgar information. It's not vulgar for them to speak because they are on that level, but for us to even speak and for the others to hear, it's vulgar. So we cannot say it is there in Bhagavatam, it's vulgar. It's not vulgar for them. But for us, while presenting and for people to hear it may seem. So we avoid it. That's all. I mean, for Shukadev Goswami and others it was not, because they are on that level. For them it doesn't matter what they, I mean, but for us it does. So that's kind of information. Anything?
These paramparas, actually in India four paramparas are there. But what about other words? They are not there.
There may be some parampara. Not exactly parampara, something going on.
Authorized
or even unauthorized. Even unauthorized. You don't have to criticize them. Suppose it's going on and they consider it as their parampara, then what we have to do is we have to glorify the four paramparas. We have to say that what the Shastra says. You don't have to criticize, but you have to say automatically people will understand that they are not in parampara. But then you will say, oh, Tulsidas, he doesn't come in any parampara. Meera, she is not in any parampara. Why we should criticize? We know she is not in parampara. Unless somebody asks a question, we don't say. They are devotees. Somebody asks, what's your view about like, I don't know for whom. Somebody asked Prabhupada about one of the
Sai
Baba Shah. What do you think about him? Prabhupada said, I don't think about him. Simple. That is Sai Baba. Very good. About otherwise also one English somebody asked this question. So Swamiji, what do you think about? I think Satya Sai Baba Swami. Sir, I don't think about it. Simple. I don't think about it. Finished. It was so nice, you know. I don't think about it. So we can be like this. He never, I mean, not that criticizing is. Yes, Prabhupada called them. Basically he was attacking their philosophies, their teachings. That's wrong.
No, Udupi. In other places, in other countries.
Other countries, yes. Other countries it was not there. Now, by the mercy of Prabhupada and even some previous acharyas and now current acharyas, it is spreading. That was not there. Not there means negligible. There may be some few people who connected to this. Now it has gone, yes.
We can say firmly that only through parampara more realization possible.
Well, that is said in Padma Purana. It says, Padma Purana says, sampradaya vihinaste mantra nishvalamataha. That if you are chanting the mantra and you are not in the sampradaya, then it is nishval. So, that we can say. There are certain things we like. There is a verse in Padma Purana. Vishnu Bhakta Surah Prokta Asura Tad Vipraya. That those who are the devotees of Vishnu, they are only Sura, demigods. Others are all Asuras. Others all. Just imagine, if you may be anyone's view. So we don't just go and boldly say this. I mean, we can, sometimes we quote, but not like I went for Mahashivaratri. I didn't quote that day, you know. Vishnu Bhakta Sura Prokta Asura Tad Vipraya. All of you are Asuras, you know. We should not. Okay, so it's 10:20. Should we go ahead or questions? Yes.
Where it's mentioned that these four sampradayas are parampara, that we should only follow parampara.
Padma Purana.
Padma Purana.
Four names are mentioned. Yes, yes. All these. All four paramparas are given there. Padma Purana says about it. And Padma Purana is one of the Sattvic Puranas. Which we take. One of the Sattvic Puranas. There are Puranas, Sattvic Purana, Rajasic and Tamasic, but it is one of the Sattvic. So it mentions about all the four Puranas. Chatvara, I am forgetting that verse. It's there, you can find out. So it is there in Padma Purana. And verse is there, this we mentioned in this. No, no, we are not quoting. It is from Padma Purana. And Padma Purana we have not written. It is there, you can buy from anywhere. Don't come to ISKCON. ISKCON doesn't have Padma Purana. Buy from anywhere and see in that it is there or not. We are not seeing. We are just quoting what is there. We'll give them the reference. This section, this verse says, you go and refer to Padma Purana. That's it. If you say that it is not there, we are just saying, if you don't believe in Padma Purana, what can we do? If you say your Padma Purana is not authentic, then what can we do? And Shiva also, he starts one sampradaya, we are accepting that. From him once comes, Rudra sampradaya comes from him. So where is the question of not accepting Shiva? If they say, that's why I am saying, our whatever statement should have backup. Then you can defeat them. Otherwise not. Like this question, if they come, who says four sampradaya? Where is it? You have concocted. Like there was a question sometime back, a very big sannyasi of one sampradaya, he wrote on his website that this ISKCON has created this word, pancham purushartha. It is not there anywhere in the Shastra. They have created. So then there was an answer, it's not created. There may not be pancham, but there is atyantiki purushartha. So somebody who studies Shastra can present, no, it is there. So, like that. So people may have, if you have a backup, then you can present. Okay? Any questions?
I have questions about question and answer session.
Then we come to last is question and answer session. If you have questions on this, you can ask now. This we will discuss later. Anything on this, what we are discussing, attacking personalities or any all these points. Because otherwise what happens is our direction is changed. So we can stick to this. After the program question, you have anything we can ask. Or if there are no questions, then I can take your questions. Because then there is a fifth point which we want to discuss is humility, which I don't have, so I think I'll skip this point. Right? Should we discuss anyway? We have 7 minutes. I think we can discuss. No, why waste time? Humility or afternoon? You have time or you're getting late? 10:30 you have to leave, right? 10:30. Okay, we'll discuss in afternoon. So, okay, 5 minutes. Today we'll get early. You can take this. Now again, two groups and discuss amongst yourself and make notes on this. This will be your practice. So then when you will discuss in afternoon, then what are, you know, how you can make more, what points you left, how you should have done it, we can discuss that. So we'll make you two groups, but then you will go, right? You cannot be in.
I bring one drops. That way I can take one.
I'll give you a printout.
You have to share from others.
You have Veda base in your laptop? No. Otherwise it is there from the Veda base. Yeah, I can give you another printout of this, no problem. But all others. Okay, so two groups at least, which will be the two groups to make notes? Maybe Bhanu Prakash Prabhu and Gajanan can be together. Right? Make notes of this. And then you both can be together. And then you go. Okay? So Hari Bhakti Prabhu and Madhav and Hartasin Prabhu and this thing. Okay, so take this. One has a very long purport, who wants a long purport one?
There is something to
Who wants a long one? Okay. And the other two are very small. Amongst this small also there is one little big and one little small. Smallest. So who wants the smallest? No, okay. give him the smallest. This is for you. Okay, so Madhu, you work with Hari Bhakti Prabhu. Not now, before, I mean now is the time, just 2 minutes we have. You can see it and prepare notes and bring it for the afternoon session. An afternoon session is going to be the last session for this seminar. Tomorrow we have festival, so we won't have class, we will have extra chanting. I request tomorrow is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So chant extra rounds if possible, 64, very nice. If not possible, because of the services or anything, because tomorrow we are going to fast till evening, nirjal, without water. So you will have a lot of time. Morning prasadam, afternoon prasadam timings you have. And so many other things you will not be doing. Vessel cleaning, all these things will not be there. So, if possible, chant 64 rounds. If not possible, at least 32 rounds. Try to chant. Yeah, tomorrow is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So he gave us this Mahamantra. So, to please him, try chanting more.
It is from 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
It's written down there.
So, I take it from the book. That's it.
Yeah, all three are from Bhagavad Gita. You can note down the number. So you just have to prepare on that. Okay. So tomorrow we will not have class. Day after tomorrow also there is festival, then there is hangover of the festival. So we'll have a hangovers, everyone will be tired and then chanting 64 rounds. So we'll take rest, we'll not have class. And you'll have enough rest. Yes, because after the festival, brahmacharis have enough rest. Throughout the day they can have rest. So many things to do, lot of vessels, cleaning, removing chairs, this, that, many things will be there. Don't worry, enough rest. So then we'll not have class, and then 7th also we won't have. 8th evening, NOD will start. So you can, in between your rest, you can study NOD. At least study 2 or 3 chapters, first 3 chapters, so that in these days you will cover them, you know at least. So 8th evening, that is Sunday evening, your class will start. NOD will go up to maybe Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. Same schedule, morning and afternoon. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you.